Summer is upon us now, and lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are cranking up the heat. Democrats were thwarted this week in their efforts to get an expansive voting rights bill through the Senate. Republicans wanted nothing to do with it. Our political strategists join us now. Alice Stewart is our Republican, and Bill Press is the Democrat. Welcome to you both.
Hi,
Thank
Peter.
You, Peter.
Bill, first you. Last night, in this strictly party-line vote, the Senate rejected moving forward on the voting rights bill, called for a national election reforms such as automatic voter registration, at least 15 days of early voting, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this after it failed to get any Republican support.
The fight to protect voting rights is not over, by no means. In the fight for voting rights, this vote was the starting gun, not the finish line.
So in this political climate, in this divided Congress, I actually don't understand exactly what Chuck Schumer means when he says that this is the starting gun and not the finish line, Bill.
Well, I think we have to be honest about what really happened here yesterday. I think that Chuck Schumer laid a trap and Mitch McConnell and Republicans walked right into it. And the reason I say that, Peter, is that this was not really a vote to pass this big vote, S1, this big Voting Rights Act, which everybody knew was going to fail. I think the goals were twofold. One was to show that voter suppression is front and center part of the Republican agenda, to which I would say mission accomplished. Republicans weren't even willing to debate the issue or to suggest compromises or modifications to any bill, number one. Number two, the goal was really to prove that the Republicans are basically against everything. They're just obstructionists. There was not one Republican vote for the stimulus, not one Republican vote for to create the January 6th commission. Now, not one Republican vote for voting rights of all things. So I think this is a setup for getting rid of the filibuster. And I think the point was made that that's the only way to move forward with anything.
Okay, let's keep the powder dry on the filibuster for just a second. Alice, I want to ask you, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell basically said there was no need for this bill. Let's listen to him.
There's nothing broken around the country. The system upheld very well during intense stress. There's no rational basis for federalizing this election. Therefore, there's no point in having.
So, Alice, I mean, what do you think? Did Republicans walk into a trap, or is it something different?
No, the bottom line of what happened yesterday was Republicans standing up and saying, no, we're not going to federalize our election process. As everyone knows, our elections are run on a state level and local level, and the laws that govern our election process need to be handled and adapted and crafted at the state level. And what we saw here with S1 is the Democrats' attempt to federalize elections and give too much power to the Federal Election Commission and using this as a partisan tool with regard to the election process. We should not have that. And look, don't be mistaken by Manchin's vote in favor of moving the debate forward, because I don't think he would have ever voted for this measure when it got right down to it. Because the irony here is that one of the key components of a negotiating tool was allowing voter ID. For years, Democrats have said voter ID shouldn't be a part of the process. It is racist and it is part of voter suppression. Well, the irony is now Democrats are fine with voter ID because it, in this case, it furthers their agenda for federalizing election. And Republicans said that's not going to happen.
Bill, I know you want to answer that. And actually, I want to ask you about voter ID. But first, Alice, I need to go back to something that you said. And I want to push you on this because in the past, you've criticized Republicans in your party who've questioned the validity of the 2020 election. And let's be honest. I mean, really, that's fundamentally why we're here having this debate. It's not really about whether or not it should be the states or federal, you know, overseeing these elections, right? I mean, this is because Republicans were claiming that the election was stolen, and you know that's not true.
It's not true. We had free and fair elections in 2020, just like we did in 2016. There was not widespread voter fraud in 2020. I've said that from the moment the election was called until now, and I think that's of critical importance. But the key is it's what we're doing in many of these instances across the country is solidifying voter integrity, making sure we have one person, one vote. And that's the goal here. This is not about voter suppression. This is about election integrity. And that's what election officials are doing across the country.
Okay, Bill, I'm going to let you jump in. I'm sure you have plenty to say here. But what about this issue of voter ID? Stacey Abrams and Barack Obama are both praising this compromise. Joe Manchin saying that, yes, we can have some form of voter ID. Democrats are getting behind this. That's a big change, first of all.
Well, first of all, I have to say fact. Okay, it's important to stick to the facts. The fact is Joe Manchin had his own alternative, which Stacey Abrams, as you point out, Peter, and former President Barack Obama both supported. I think that could have gotten through, again, the Senate, maybe. But Republicans voted, every last one of them, not to allow debate on this issue. That debate could have led to adoption of Joe Manchin's plan, whatever, as good as it is, right? It was not allowed because Republicans filibustered it. And so they can't have it both ways. They can't say Joe Manchin's got the answer and then do not allow debate on Joe Manchin's issue. As for the voter ID, you know, the Democratic Party position has always been that requiring a photo ID does disenfranchise millions of Americans. So there should be some alternative. And again, fact, all this bill did that was never debated would have said that states have to provide, allow an alternative if people don't have a photo ID, which I think is a very reasonable measure. And finally, I just want to point out, this federalize the elections, that's a Republican talking point, which is simply not true about this proposed legislation, which, again, will never be debated on the floor of the Senate. All it did was saying that states have to have certain standards. They can't ban vote by mail. They can't ban early voting. They can't ban Sunday morning voting. After that, they can do whatever the hell they want, but they have to at least make it possible for everybody to vote.
Okay. I asked you to keep the powder dry on the issue of the filibuster. Let's light the fuse. just respond, please, Alice.
Look, I think the filibuster is an important component here. The 60-vote threshold to move debate forward, it's an important rule to forge bipartisanship in the Senate. And it's important that your position on this custom shouldn't change whether you're in the minority or the majority. It should be the same. And the irony that Democrats now want to do away with the filibuster because of their inability to get bipartisanship on their legislation is rich. They haven't been able to do it on COVID relief, on infrastructure, on this important voting process. And they cannot change the rules and the customs of the U.S. Senate just because they're not able to seek bipartisanship. And Kristen Sinema said it best. A Democratic senator from Arizona says they have more to lose than to gain by ending the filibuster. And that's important to keep in mind.
Bill, I brought that up on the program yesterday. Sinema made an interesting point. She's like, look, if you do this, if you get rid of the filibuster, as soon as you lose power, the Republicans are just going to erase everything that the Democrats have done. And isn't there truth to that? I mean, that's, I keep coming back to that idea because I think, you know, it's a valid question, a valid point.
No, there's no truth to it at all. Kristen Sinema is dead wrong about the filibuster.
You don't think so. McConnell said he would option.
First of all, let's be clear. The filibuster is not in the Constitution, right? It's a Senate rule. It was adopted by Southern senators in order to block civil rights legislation. It is the tyranny of the minority today. I agree with Alice on this, that the Republicans and the Democrats should have a consistent position on the filibuster from beginning to end, and that position, in my opinion, should be no. It's against it. It is wrong, and particularly the way it's used today. Even those Southern senators use a filibuster to prevent a vote on the legislation, right, that they did not want. But today it is used to prevent even a debate, to prevent a vote, to prevent any attempt at compromise. It's the gate. They won't even allow open the gate to the Senate floor. That's an abuse of the filibuster. I think it's important to either kill it or at least fix it, make people stand up and debate, which they used to have to do, and lower it from 60 to 55. That would be a good start.
A friendly reminder to my friend Bill is that Democrats used filibuster as recently as last year with regard to COVID relief and police reform.
Alice,
so it's been used.
Alice, I think they were wrong to do so. I hope I'm very clear on that. I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats. I think the filibuster is undemocratic and is the tyranny of the minority.
Well, thank you. I mean, good debate, I think. And Alice, we have just a couple seconds here. I just want to note something that I've noticed on your Twitter feed recently, and that is that you went to the Grand Canyon last week, hiked in the Grand Canyon. It was like ungodly hot. I don't know how you did that or why you did that, but it was impressive. You can take the heat in politics, and you can take the actual heat as well. So, well done, Bill. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to the beach as soon as we're finished here. I'm up at the beach in Rhode Island. The ocean is 62. It's not as hot as it was in the Grand Canyon, but I'll be diving in.
If you get a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, go ahead.
All right, Bill Press and Alice Stewart, our Republican and Democratic strategists. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks Peter.